The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and took his place at the table. And a woman in the city, who was a sinner, having learned that he was eating in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster jar of ointment. She stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears and to dry them with her hair. Then she continued kissing his feet and anointing them with ointment. Now, when the Pharisee who had invited him saw it, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what kind of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus spoke up and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Teacher," he replied, "speak." "A certain creditor had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debts for both of them. Now, which of them will love him more?" Simon answered, "I suppose the one for whom he canceled the greater debt." And Jesus said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then, turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has bathed my feet with tears and dried them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which were many, have been forgiven. Hence, she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." Then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." But those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Soon afterwards, he went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, as well as some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward, Cusa, and Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
For those of you that don't know me, my name is Andrew Welch. I'm a graduating senior from MiraCosta this year, and I will be attending Cal Poly Pomona next year for business. So every year, the graduating seniors of St. Cross give sermons, but I was the only one to sign up this year, so here I am. I've been going to St. Cross Church for my entire life. I was baptized here, attended Sunday school here, went on pilgrimage with the church, got confirmed at the church, and now I'm off to college away from the church. Some of my earliest memories took place here, being the drummer boy in the Christmas pageant. As my fellow classmates and I grew, we attended such events as the church Easter egg hunt and the Halloween party decked out in our silliest costumes. When we got older, we started attending the youth lock-ins and sleepovers, where we didn't get very much sleep. Also, we took field trips to Knott's Berry Farm, and we were having the time of our lives. Then we took our pilgrimage to Italy, We visited Florence, Assisi, and Rome. That week and a half of our lives was amazing. As a group, we became closer to one another and closer to God, and it remains one of the greatest experiences I've ever had. The following summer, we took a short service trip to downtown Los Angeles to feed the homeless, to garden, and to work in a thrift store to help the less fortunate. Also, on the final day, we went thrift shopping and all came out in the most ridiculous outfits. Everything from parachute pants to fedoras to leopard print unitards came out of the store on our bodies. You can imagine the looks we got from people walking by. The entire trip was quite humbling and really made me think about how lucky I am to have a family and community that supports me. While back home, I engaged in activities such as being a group leader in Vacation Bible School, as well as being a rambunctious child going through VBS as a camper. The fun characters, the silly songs and dance moves, Chatters Theater, and saying hello to Mrs. Michelle every morning really made an experience I'll never forget. And when you're a counselor, you can't forget the experience either, though sometimes you wish you could. I've also spent 8 long years acolyting. It's certainly a nice experience to be serving God in the church. It was also really cool to see what happens behind the scenes at church every Sunday. Plus, you get to wear that oh-so-snazzy robe. I mean, what fourth-grade boy wouldn't want to wear a red dress? In today's collect, it says, "Keep, O Lord, your household, the church, in your steadfast faith and love." I picked this line specifically to talk about what it means to me. For the senior class, most of us, if not all of us, will be leaving and going off to college, which means we won't be here at church every Sunday. While moving on from this community may be sad, it's not really leaving because we will always keep this community of people in our hearts. God calls on us to have faith and love in the church. That holds true no matter where we are in the world. Thank you all for everything you have done for me and my fellow graduates over the many years that we have gone to this church. Thank you.